AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A team of Greek negotiators is headed to Brussels with a series of economic reform proposals, including austerity measures once opposed by the radical left party that's in control of the government in Athens. The Greeks are seeking a third economic bailout from their creditors. At least one person is dead in an explosion in downtown Cairo that has heavily damaged the building housing the Italian consulate. An Italian embassy official says the building was closed at the time of the explosion and no staff members were injured. Blasts also ruptured underground water pipes, flooding an area. The Egyptian security officials say the exact cause is still not clear. The Federal Reserve is on track to raise a key interest rate later this year. Diane Kepley has more.
Even though there are headwinds holding back the U.S. economy, Fed Chairman Janet Yellen says there are reasons for encouragement. In remarks in Cleveland, Yellen said consumer spending is picking up and employment shows signs of continuing expansion. Based on her outlook, she says it is likely it will be appropriate at some point later this year to take the first step to raise the federal funds rate. That rate has been near zero since December of 2008. Despite the outlook, Yellen says she remains concerned about weak wage growth and the low labor participation rate. This is the first time since the Fed meeting in June that Yellen has spoken publicly about the economy. I'm Diane Kepley.
Number of Republican presidential candidates attend the National Right to Life Convention in New Orleans. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry, Rick Santorum, Marco Rubio, Ben Carson, and Bobby Jindal attending Friday's session. Donald Trump, meanwhile, campaigned in Los Angeles, where he talked again about his respect for the people of Mexico.
Everybody knows that I have great relationships with Mexican people. I have many, many people who work for me who are Mexican.
Trump will be speaking later today in Phoenix. This is AP Radio News. Six Albuquerque, New Mexico teenagers have been charged in the June shooting death of 60-year-old Stephen Gurek early one morning as the 14 through 17-year-olds roamed a neighborhood, burglarizing cars and homes, stealing vehicles. Gurek's daughter, Heather Alter.
I want to address the parents of these animals. Where were you? Why did you let your children run the streets at 3 a.m.? Like I always say to my children, nothing good happens after 10 o'clock.
One of the six has confessed. At least four of them could be tried as adults. Close to 900,000 people have evacuated the southeast China coast ahead of a typhoon that has wind gusts of up to 125 miles per hour. China's National Weather Service says the storm might be the most powerful one to hit the country since the communist government took power in 1949. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.